This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Just to be clear on the stadium, if everything comes together, yes. You guys have said the focus is now the lakefront.
Yep.
Everything comes together, all the obstacles, the money. The plan is to put a shovel on the ground on the lakefront, or does Arlington Heights get a chance to come back? And
the plan would be to put a shovel on the ground on the lakefront.
You sure about that?
All right, I'll say it on the air.
Say it on the air.
This is the Rahimi and Harris Show with Mark Grody on The Score. I think we need to do a montage of all the lakefront talk and put it to some sort of song that bids goodbye. Because some of us always knew what the plan was.
Mark, you going to raise your hand?
I mean, like when asked the question of the stadium, I was wanted it downtown, but when I really had to say where it's going to be, I'd say I think it's going to end up being in Arlington.
See, it's going to be where you spent hundreds of millions of dollars.
Walk me through the I want it to be downtown and what they were going to do with that land.
With the Arlington Heights land, what they would have, who cares what they would have done with
that
land?
No, the downtown land.
I'm just saying from a practical standpoint, you bought a 326 acre property.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that if you're not building a stadium on it, if you're the Bears?
Sell it.
You just think it's that easy to just flip?
Yeah.
Because if there's one thing that's
if there's one
thing that's really moving right now, it's large tracts of land built for resident. You know,
he watches a lot of HGTV.
You could build a bunch of houses on there. The Bears would have survived.
Obviously, supply costs. You think that the street is really into houses building right now?
Why would they have allowed Kevin Warren to put on a 2-hour presentation downtown as thorough as he did if they weren't serious about it?
Kevin Warren did everything he was supposed to do and everything he could to try to fix it.
Well, they were serious enough about it that they didn't really care about the Arlington Heights property. They would have I realize it's a complicated matter, but they would have figured it out. They would have done something with it, and maybe they would have sold the property. Obviously, George McCaskey, said, go ahead, Kevin Warren. If you want to make your play for downtown, we'll listen, unless you guys are saying it was a ploy the whole time.
I don't even think it was a ploy. I think that at best you can argue it was an insurance plan. What's going on in Arlington Heights?
Yeah.
I never got to the point, though, where I believed it was a secondary thing as opposed to the primary thing, because I never could figure out where money was coming from to get it built down here and how they were going to get permission also to build it down here. So
I can't even believe we're having this discussion.
Layla, do you not think that Kevin Warner was being serious? You don't think that they wanted it downtown?
I think if you look at the actions and the process and the order that everything happened in, it is easy to see what was going on. I don't accuse Kevin Warren of anything because I think he was brought in to do a job. But the way this is done is typically a team will say, we want to be at X or Y place. Then the municipalities get into a bidding war as to what incentives they want to offer. It's not usually the case where a team says, here's a bunch of land, we should buy that. And then they do. And then they communicate to everybody that that is their sole focus. Also, keep in mind, this whole thing originally started because reportedly, according to Freedom of Information Act searches and everything else, because it's a public entity, that the Bears wanted to put a sports book at Soldier Field and the city said no. That's a part of this too that is underreported. But that was originally one of the main stories. They go out and get Arlington Heights. Then they tell everybody it's their sole focus. If it really wasn't, they would have sold it, because nobody wants to have land that you're paying taxes on sit there vacant for 2 years. They paid $197 million for it. I always thought it was going to be there. They just put their order of operations was incorrect. So Kevin Warren comes in, and it's his job to try to build some sort of leverage to then therefore get the tax rate that's more favorable.
So it was all leverage then. Kevin Warren was never serious about wanting a stadium
downtown. I think he was, but I think he tried. I think he was doing what he could to try to get a more favorable outcome, period.
Okay, so
they never did anything with the land. Yeah. They could have put it back up for sale.
I think also, when you're talking about were they serious, yes, I think they were serious if they could get something that was palatable to them. My point is they were never going to get a palatable enough deal. And it does create leverage when you have multiple sites going up against each other. And that's how they got to the tax rate that they have right now before building.
I agree with that. I think I am agreeing with Layla too, but I am more positive, I think, opinion, I suppose, that Kevin Warren was very serious about wanting it to be downtown. That, yeah, leverage came along the way, and you had to have that in your back pocket, so to speak. But I do think that Kevin Warren wanted the ideal, and maybe it was never realistic. That I'll give, but I do think that he wanted that thing downtown.
A47's like that property in AH would be perfect for a mall and condos. They're not building malls. I don't know if you've noticed
malls
that, but those
down.
Are not necessarily something that you can fill right now with tenants.
I think a team worth billions, that it sounds crazy, but if they had gotten clearance to build downtown, they would have figured out what to do with the Arlington Heights property, even if it's selling the Arlington Heights property.
I get what Kevin Warren was trying to do. I don't even take it as personally as a lot of people have. But the order of operations was all off. Here's the frustrating part, is only later did the city and our tax dollars spend money for a presentation to the Bears after the Bears had already bought Arlington Heights. And then they're like, oh, here's all the things that we can do to Soldier Field. As if Cook County doesn't still owe over $500 million on renovations. That's the thing that I always go back to here. It is as simple as follow the money.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that the money is a huge part. The leverage is a huge part. Simply put, I think Kevin Warren wanted it downtown.
There's a lot of things we all want that we know aren't really going to happen.
Did you just end it with Bears?
No, he didn't say Bears.
I thought Kevin Warren wanted it downtown.
The reason I wanted it downtown is I always knew the reasonable place to have it, obviously, is Arlington Heights. So I'm not arguing against anything you're saying. I'm just saying, I am saying that Kevin Warren wanted it downtown. I don't think you guys necessarily believe that. That's what I'm feeling right now.
We're talking right now, Raheemy Harris, and yes, Mark Grody, the dissenting voice this particular segment, on the Bears stadium situation and their decision to now focus on Arlington Heights as opposed to what we had prior, which was the focus on the lakefront, which we heard over and over and over and over again, and now that's over.
Yeah, which sucks, by the way. I hate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's an easy thing to say. It's an easy thing to say where your focus is, but it's an evident thing to say where your money went.
Yeah. Well,
and money went to Arlington Heights.
And I admit part of this is what I wanted. I love that property. I love Soldier Field being, or the stadium, whatever it would become, to be along the lakefront. And I like my teams being in the city of Chicago proper.
And you know what? No one is over here hating on your wants or your needs. We want you to get what you want and you need,
do
Mark
you?
Brody.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
All
Unfortunately, the Bears' wants and needs come before yours in this conversation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the Bears' wants were to be downtown, and now they need to probably be in Arlington Heights.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the point here. And so none of this should have come to a surprise to anyone who's actually been paying attention. And I know this did not surprise Mark Grody nor Layla Rahimi, certainly not me. And I'm just wondering, when is this all going to take place? The shovels in the ground in 2025 sound very realistic now based on this focus shift. And also, how long will it take to complete said project?
Right. I don't think there's time now to go back to downtown. For sure. I'm resigned to the idea that it's going to be in Arlington Heights now. Like, if you want to put shovels in the ground by 2025, and I heard Mark Gannis on this morning with Molly and Haw, that there's so much more that they still have to do to get to the point where you're putting the shovels in the ground, to the point where he did mention early 2026 is when the shovels actually might go in the ground.
Construction costs will be so reasonable. Let's listen to Mark Gannis from this morning.
Well, you know, the White Sox have got the luxury of time. That building
Sox.
Has been it has been maintained very well. So they have the luxury of time, but their lease comes up, what, you know, somewhere around 2030 also.
Mm.
I've forgotten the exact date. So it's the kind of thing that needs to get done now. I mean, and Jerry is ready, willing, and able. Look, I've had the pleasure of being able to spend a little time with him recently, and you know, we've had a lot of discussions in politics these days about, you know, people who are in their 80s and whether, you know, where they are cognitively. Let me tell you something. Jerry Reinsdorf is as sharp as he has ever been. This man is brilliant. He's, what, 88 years old now?
Right.
And he is so sharp, so smart, so on top of things. This is the guy you want to do a deal with. He's done it before. He's done it multiple times before. He's the guy that can get things done. That's the guy they should be working with right now.
So Mark Gatiss threw out there the concept of Jerry Reinsdorf working with the Bears. And I know they were both battling for public funds for stadiums. So that was a wrinkle that was brought in this morning as well.
I'd rather see the White Sox at the 78.
Mm. We took a Sox turn here. Whoa. Wasn't ready for that.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
About that. I had to get us from point A to B somehow.
The idea that the White Sox would be that far away. Now I'm with you, Mark Grody, on where you want your teams to play, right? Because I'm not going to Arlington Heights for a baseball game. Yeah, that's a different type of commute. We're talking about when do the White Sox play?
During the summer?
No. I mean, like, what time of day do they play?
Oh, at night. Yeah.
Like, can you imagine White Sox fans trying to get to Arlington Heights? That doesn't make any sense.
They have to have a hard enough time getting to the ballpark that exists right now.
Exactly.
So my point being, what it would be like in Arlington Heights. But there are a lot of fans in the suburbs, too.
That makes no sense for Jerry Reinsdorf, although all that really makes sense to Jerry Reinsdorf right now is just keep the money coming. Keep printing the money.
I think if he knows a way to... If he knows a way to somehow subsidize a stadium, he'll do it.
Like, yes.
That's the ballpark they're in right now is publicly funded. So I get that concept and that part of it as well. But as far as the original concept, the Bears' argument would have been a lot more believable had they not sat on a $200 million piece of land.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, like I said, wanted it downtown. And anybody that asked me, like privately or on the air, where do you think it's going to be? You have to Arlington Heights.
Yeah,
Arlington Heights.
Yeah, I think.
Also, it's still just you only get eight or nine games regular season. That's all the guarantee is for a football stadium, and that's why I think that has to factor in here as well. Ballpark is different. You're talking about 81, so. That also would make it make more sense for the public's money if there is any part of it. But
I think that's a great point, Layla. And the other thing is, even after they open this thing out in Arlington Heights, let's take Beyonce for instance. Is she going to perform out in Arlington Heights, or is she going to perform at Soldier Field?
Well, the concert wouldn't have ended at 1 o'clock on Thursday night and Friday morning if it had been in a dome.
Well, I think the problem is Bears 2 will probably be playing at Soldier Field, so Beyonce will not be allowed in the building.
At Bears 2, the game comes to you. Like, where do the people want Bears 2?
A floating dome?
Is it at a high school stadium? Let's go.
Yeah, hey, whatever. We were talking about Grant Park. Like, you could get rid of the softball fields, let Bears 2 play there.
I like those softball fields, kickball.
I do too. I've played on them many times.
My favorite part of the Bears stadium discussion was where everybody just wanted to blow up sites to put the Bears. Like, it just became, clearly it became about people's preferred place that they wanted to destroy.
Every town was raising their hands. We got room for you at this Top Golf. It was like, let's go, bring the Bears here.
At some point, people just started getting rid of, like, people they hated, houses, it just started to get really personal with the places they wanted to put the Bears stadium.
It did.
That was my favorite part, the destruction. This is construction.
Demolition.
Still fun, just
the
not
demolition
the same.
That would occur.
We have more coming up with Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.